Thank you for joining us, everyone.
There we go.
We shall begin our show.
I love it. Love it.
Now, streaming from Retro Earth Studio and brought to you by We Are Storically, Conscious Brand Apparel.
And welcome to another episode of Creatives Chat. Hi, I'm Rusty Hill from Retro Earth Studio.
I'm Peter.
From Full Spectrum Performance. And today, Peter, who have we got on our show?
Oh, Rusty, I'm excited. We have a Pacific Northwest native, one of the most versatile artists I know, and he brings such a unique energy. We have King Dao coming on.
Woo! I'm excited. I've seen his last couple of videos, and I know he's got more dropping. And so what a perfect time to get the inside scoop. So I got to get back to the editing room, do some monitoring. I'll come back later with some questions or comments. In the meantime, Let's bring King to the front.
Oh, man. So I'm super excited to have you on, King Dao. Now, you're one of the most amazing and energetic performers that I've gotten a chance to see in recent time, most importantly because of the growth and progression that I've seen, you know, creeping and looking through the YouTube channel. And you actually just had a new video drop this week, right?
So yeah, my video Mental Note off a song from my Energy Project is going to be out, and I'm super excited for people to see it.
They call me a poet, I know it, I gotta win. Always in the moment, I show it, I never sin. Stay sanctified like the Messiah I am within.
I think it will give people a really positive message during this time. I wanted to, and shout out to the Martial Law Band, because they inspired me to, like, I wanted to be out there and perform with the rest of the, you know, artists and people doing their thing in Seattle, but due to circumstances, like, it wouldn't have made sense for me, so I knew the best thing I could do was use my creativity with my visuals to still get the message out. So yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Oh man. Now, speaking of those visuals for the videos, I was just looking at the reflection altar. Did you make the visuals for that?
No, that was my friend Kendrick Polar. Shout out to him. He created the lyric videos, all the lyric videos that you've seen so far.
Okay, that's dope. And I think that's one of the most important things I just want the listeners to really know is you're titled EP Energy. It's the perfect vibe for you, man, because I feel like that's exactly the type of wave you're bringing, is that just uplifting and transformative music. And again, I've seen that in the progression through the EPs that you've been releasing. Like this one, you know, you can't help but every track you're bobbing to it. You know, I love it.
Thank you so much.
So what's your inspiration, I guess I could say, is for I guess your own creative expression? I know you're a dancer, and you know, you got to keep up with them tutorials, yo. I was practicing myself the spin move, yo. I was loving it.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Wow, that's love that you went that far in it. Yeah, my inspiration is, yeah, man, it's a multitude of many things. I listen to a lot of different types of music. I listen to a lot of different speakers and artists. One of my top people I get inspiration from, is Michael Jackson, in the sense that, like, he's like a, you know, very versatile artist. He can sing, he can dance, he can direct, he can do everything. So I pull from people like that, different dancers. It's just everything, man. And then of course my own experiences and things I've gone through with people, with my own spiritual life journey. So
you hit a hot word for me, man. That spiritual journey, yo. And I think anyone who has the ability to recognize that, like, some of the most important things are, like, that communication, that, like, trust and loyalty, and the understanding of how precious time is, I vibe with you already, yo. So I guess one of the things that I want the listeners to kind of get a chance to hear is, what has really brought you on this journey of self-development?
Honestly, just realizing that I have more to live for. I believe we live in a matrix, man, and, like, it's our duty to, like, not only
bags,
you know, open our own third eye, but to help others reach theirs as well too. Because we're playing the ultimate game. So I just realized, as soon as I get in touch with what is important to me, which is music, art, and then once I found that happiness, I realized it's important for others to find their happiness. So if I can help them reach that through my messages, that I'm doing my part.
Yeah, man. No, I love that. And I think that's one of the things that I've been able to hear in terms of like the progression in the lyrics is like your the conscious expansion of just the things you're saying and the things you're talking about. And to me, oh man, you know, it's like the line, open a book and fill my page. I'm like, yes, yo, I love that. Because far too many people just get caught up in the fact of what you're talking about earlier, like the game that we're playing, the matrix that we're in, they get caught up and wrapped in those conditionings that they just really do firmly believe everything that they've been taught and told. And until you break that paradigm, you can't really expand yourself. You can't open up that third eye. You can't open up that realm of consciousness and dive deep. So what brought you to that point, yo? Like, some next level stuff, son.
Nah, for sure. Like I said, like, just artists I would listen to. And yeah, just especially this year, I mean, I was already kind of, I've always felt this way my whole life. I mean, I feel like we all do, like, when we're forced to learn certain things that we know are, like, not right with us, sit right with us. And it just takes from us, like, growing up and really questioning everything. I started to really question everything, especially with just, like, how different this year's been with, from everything, you know, with, you know, with the hit of a virus, us losing celebrities, them capitalizing on the fact of, you know, people that look like us dying all the time. So
facts.
Yeah, just realizing, okay, what's the agenda here? And what do I need to be focusing on the most? So yeah, because a lot of people are asleep, bro. A lot of people sleep on themselves. They sleep on how much potential they have. It's crazy. So just really trying to, you know, stay focused and realize that no one can tell me what my truth is, only I can. So
I mean, that's that right there is honestly a line that so many people can learn from, because I've found that, like, even in my own personal experience, every time I was trying to play another person's game, life would karma check me real quick.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah, for real. You really, it's crazy. Like, we cannot the more you chase something, the more it gets away from you. But the more you realize everything you have is here inside, that's when you get everything, right? It's like the gold palace that Rusty was telling us about earlier. Like, it just all comes into fruition in your mind, and then it's physical. So,
yeah, yo. And I think that's the coolest thing that I see nowadays is that more and more people are awakening to this. And it helps when you have, I mean, I see genuine figures like yourself going out and literally and metaphorically dancing your dance, you know, like speaking your truth and being your most genuine self is the most important thing we can do nowadays. Cause again, like, we're all caught up in this fakeness and, you know, all the different types of wokeness to different cultures that have really just taken people away. And I love the line you just said, like, the more you chase something, the further it's going to get. You know, it's like, that's that, what is it? Like the dragon or something like that people have of like addiction. So like the magical dragon, and you chase it. Right. And it really is that same concept, man, where it's like, until you recognize like the temple and the truth is within, like you're just out wandering around. So like, again, like congratulations for you for figuring it out, man. That's one of those next level things that it personally with working with some of the clients that I have, sometimes it takes them 70 years, 80 years, you know? And how many lifetimes before, you know, like.
For sure, man. I mean, like, yeah, it's everyone's got to run their own marathon, and it's okay if you don't get it now, you'll get it later in some shape or form. So, yeah.
But it's right there too. It's the testament to being like a healer, as I see, or a light worker, is that you see it as now your obligation just by nature to really just help people unlock that within themselves. And again, dude, testaments and kudos to your character and your vision. Cause I think it's one of the things is a lot of people just lack that objective reality where they're so selfish. They're so caught up in that, again, the matrix. They're so caught up in all these constructs that they don't realize, yo, we're each here trying to do the same thing.
Exactly, man. Everyone wants to be that person, or everyone thinks it's about groups or teams. I was talking to my dad about this earlier. Like, they think like my team's been hurt the most, or my team's been through the most, and we have to be the ones. Like, no, everyone's the chosen one. Like, we all bleed the same color, which is red. So this is one race, the human race. And I don't know, that's another game in itself. Like, the powers that be just play people against themselves, and people fall into it. We see now every day. So
dude, divide and conquer.
Yeah, definitely it's real.
Well, sorry about that, you can go.
No, I was just going to say, but like, you can learn something from that idea. It's like, the same energy that they put to like really split people up, capitalize on it in a positive way, and use because without the yin and yang, right? So that's what people forget. That's how we can battle it. But
yeah,
I think again, like it's the important messages that I see you putting out there, and even just the subconscious and the subtle stuff, like the music video Bond, if you guys haven't gotten to check it out. It's, you know, being a product of mixed race, you know what I mean? Like it's something for me, just seeing the interracial aspect. That was something that, again, like during these tumultuous times, we're getting forced so much division and these color spectrums and these divisions of hate, that just something so casual, just seeing a song about love and it's just two beautifully colored people, you know, that's to me was just like, yo, I got you. It's the subtleties, man. You know, real recognize is real, yo.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much.
Well, I guess I'm curious is, how have you found the integration of your dance and your music? How have you found that your own success? Because I feel like that's something I've seen evolve more and more, as being like a highlight during the videos, is you're actually getting more into the physical movement and expression.
Right. I mean, for me, I had to master each parts of myself, as far as like, I am my first instrument was bass playing. I used to play, I used to be in jazz bands and different bands of my own. So understanding the idea of music and the groove was one thing. I grew up dancing, so that was the only way I like to work out. I like sports. I don't like the gym, but dancing, I'm super competitive, and like that's how I like get my angst and my energy out. And then of course rapping came later. I didn't drop my first song until 2 years ago.
Oh wow!
But I was always freestyling and with friends and stuff growing up, so I understood that. So I used to separate all those different things in my mind and felt like I had to choose. But then when it came down to like my creating my own music and really like pulling from all those different aspects of myself, I started to realize like I don't have to choose. I can put this all in one. And a lot of my favorite artists, like Michael Jackson, have done the same thing. So and just being comfortable in my own skin, not being afraid to try different things, because as you said, and as you may have seen, like the progression of like I'm literally like just really combining and really being appreciative of every part of myself, and people are always telling me like your dancing with the combination of music has always like inspired me and stuff. So once you're comfortable with how you do things, you're gonna attract the right people and inspire others. So yeah,
well, that's such an important point for every person growing up, I feel like, that wasn't stressed enough. It's like, because I know myself, like social circle wise, you know, because of just different situations and the home life and all that. For me, I still am a social butterfly. Like I love, you know, and I used to really put myself out there and go above and beyond to really like try to impress people and try to really get those flashy types of looks and praise. And it's the superficial, shallow things that you attract. But when you really start to just preach your truth and dance your truth, you get those people that vibe on that same level as you, and then it just uplifts you even higher. So like, a true testament to that. I love it.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm curious in terms of because I have like experience in education. I think that's the one thing that I've found that is really lacking in our world. And you really made a stress into it in the tutorial. Again, you got to keep doing those, yo. It was the being comfortable in your own skin, man. It's like being able to feel confident in your own movement. We've taken that out of education, and we've just had generations of just want to say it straight up, awkward people that really just don't know how to really just even be comfortable in their own body. It's wild.
Bro, I can't tell you how many people I come across that always say, I can't dance, or I can't rap, or I can't do this. It's like everyone's been programmed. Yeah, they're literally robots. They've been programmed to tell themselves that they don't know how to do something because they don't have the tools. It's like, no, you have everything that you need to do. It's just a matter of like tapping into it. And yeah, a lot of people, unfortunately, have like, I mean, kudos to us, like you and I ourselves, who there have been people during our life who have told us you can't do that, or that's weird. But for a lot of people, and overcome that, but there's a lot of people who can't do that, and that's the trap. It's all psychological. So yeah, I try with everything I can. Every time I run to people who say that, I'm like, no, don't say that. Like, do or do not, like Yoda. There is no try, and you can do it. So it's all positive affirmative action. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. And it's the, yeah. It's just confirming your own affirmations by the actions of it. And I think it's really that, like that doorway of fear, because how many people just don't even want to get out there and like move just because they're judging themselves more than anyone else is going to. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone who's really given themselves to the music and just really like let go. Like, they're on beat. And even if they aren't, like, it doesn't matter because they're doing their own flow to it and you can see it make sense. Like, just being genuine to yourself and just letting go in the flow, right?
Exactly, man. Exactly, exactly. It like, I've, like, for example, shout out Christina, who's in that music video with Bond. Before she met me, like, she was always into dancing. She loves dancing, but she never, like, really put anything out there. And I was like, yo, you should, like, get on these TikToks. Like, and then we start doing stuff together. And now she's, like, she's killing it. And I've met a lot of people who have always said, like, you're the first person who introduced me to going live on an Instagram or Facebook and just really, like, showing who I am. But, yeah, sometimes it just takes for someone to be, like, I mean, even for me, shout out to my mom. Like, I was always doing my music and stuff, but she was the one who's like, King, it's cool you have all these different groups you're in, but you should focus on your own thing because that's really how you'll get yourself out there and really connect with people. And I did that, and things have been so much better. So yeah, sometimes it just takes for like that one person or that one message to like really be like, hey, like you have something, focus on it, do it.
Yes King. I call it like the secret sauce for most people is that when you really commit to your own truth, life rewards you.
Definitely.
100%. So in terms of like the inspirations for the energy EP, to me, there was a really distinct in terms of just like the topics that are getting talked about and just like the personal development. So could you say that like what was the inspiration for the energy EP?
When I realized, especially at the beginning of this year, that the thing that connects us all, that one thing we have is our energy, is our chakra, our essence. That is like I mean, obviously, like we have this like physical body, but within that is like this spirit that's helping animate this, and we all have a way of connecting with the other, and it's all about what you put out comes back to you. It's like a magnifier or a reflection. So that was the inspiration, and it helped me to like really cultivate, okay, which songs really resonate with this idea. And that's when I came up with the idea of transmute, right? Changing, altering your energy. Mental note, having the message in your mind and reminding yourself every day that you have to keep your priorities in line. Don't ever relent to any outside forces. And that bond and love is like the universal language that we all share. So, yeah, man.
Oh, yo, I love it. And I think that's one of the things that I find so genuine about really just your character and your beingness is that you're speaking from your own truth, and it's that shared ground of being that we all can relate to. And I think that's always the most magical stuff when you get into like any type of spiritual waters or anything, like, because a lot of people think it's like woo-woo, but it's like, no, these are like the fundamental laws of just how we operate as people. And if you miss that, you miss so many aspects of life that just like experiences, opportunities, friendships, loves, you know.
Definitely, bro. I totally agree. We need to get off the dimensional plane with the surface level, right? Everyone wants to be surface level, get that latest gratification, you know. But especially, I think this year is good because it's actually really starting to break the fourth wall for a lot of people and forcing people to stay inside and really be with themselves. And if they like them, and if they don't like themselves, they have the power to change it. So,
yeah. Yo, that right there, though, just like you have the power. Fundamentally, like full stop, you have the power to change things. Like how many people just have to, they push that off onto someone else and they're just waiting for things to happen. I know like that was one of the cul-de-sacs like I got caught up into in my youth, like, oh, you know, like spiritual water is all life in the flow, it'll just come to me. Nah, life doesn't play that game. You have to go like do or do not, there is no try. Like anyone who's quoted Yoda, son, like I love it because it's it just speaks to, again, like the no risks, no reward. Like you actually have to put yourself out there, and I consider it like a testing of your own knowledge. Like you have to put your money where your mouth is, and that's how you hone your skills. That's how you really determine what is your truth.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Most definitely. Yeah, there has to be action. Yeah, the first step is definitely manifesting it mentally, but then like showing the world how serious you are. And based off your action, that determines, you know, how far you'll go. So
yeah, just putting yourself out there and doing it. And again, that's just one of the things where is what has brought you on that journey of recognition? Can you really, I don't really consider it's like one experience or like two experiences, but what have been some of the major, I guess you would say, pivot points in which you've really recognized the search isn't outward, it's inward?
Yeah. When I realized that, like, I'm going to be miserable if I keep doing what I think everyone else thinks I should or need to be doing. I'm not just a bass player. I'm not just someone who knows how to teach English I'm not just a rapper. I'm a multitude of many things and I'm a spiritual being. So I think just like 2 years ago when I decided, okay, I'm not going to be happy if I make music a side thing. I have to go at this full force. And when I did that, that's when I started to see the signs that I'm on the right path, from like the people I met, the connections I made, the support I've gotten from people who I didn't know I was inspiring, telling me that I'm inspiring them. You really start to see the trail you blaze once you start seeing the people that, you know, resonate with it. So yeah, just realizing like, yeah, the true happiness is doing whatever my passion is with the music. I think, and everyone knows what it is, like that first thing that comes to mind when someone asks them, but they don't say it. That's it. That's the thing you want to do. You're just afraid that like you're going to be judged or it won't work out. Well, it will work out the more you make. It's all about the small stones you put, not the full display. Like it takes time. So
yeah,
and enjoying and enjoying the journey each way, the ups and the downs. Like it's all connected. Yeah. It's all part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I'm right there with you, man. Like I like to see life as and I kind of play it on the spiritual sense, like a video game myself. You know, because it's that point where it's like an obstacle you have to overcome. You either have that point to either tap into your courage and your own inner strength, or you cater into the fear. And it's only when we really dive into like that really loving expression of really doing our best and going and just going through it and driving through that fear, we find a new path. And if we don't, we just come back around and we cul-de-sac and we circle and circle and circle. So just to be able to have that moment where you recognize I'm not going to be happy if I keep doing this. Like that's something that just goes over so many people's heads that I really just hope that this time has inspired people to, again, like look within and really determine, like, you have so much time on your hands. Like, are you happy doing what you're doing on that 9-to-5? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, it's a circle. It's a spiral. It takes for you to like poke the hole and just, yeah, get out of it. But I think, yeah, it's just a wake up call. I think, people will realize it once they, are forced to stay home and not work. It's like, okay, I've been doing this forever. Do I like working? No. Okay. What do I like doing? Okay. That's what I need to be doing. So yeah.
Right. Well, I guess the one thing that I've found is your evolution in terms of just like you actually utilizing every aspect of your skills into kind of creating a new like image, the new brand. When did you really dive all into like the trifecta of just like the writer, the rapper, the dancer? And just really blended into yourself, and just because I've seen it, like you see through the videos, like you can see yourself start to dance and the more and more and more, and it's like really with the energy EP, it's just like full blown, you're getting in, and I'm like, that's what's up.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, I've been doing it since my first song I dropped was my first music video as well, and I'm also dancing in that one. And I've done that with almost all of them. But even then, like it was like I need to sometimes maybe separate this, switch the concept around, but like obviously I'm always gonna have like if you look at all my music, like it's all different just because like I'm creating new sounds. I call it genre transcending. But I'd say this year, especially this year, when I dropped my first music video of this year, Vivo, was when I was like, okay, people really, out of all my content, people really love to see, and I love doing the combination of the music with the dance, because it's combining all the worlds into one. So yeah, I'd say this year for sure, just really like, because before it was just, I was just doing it for fun and because I like doing it and it's cool. But now it's like, okay, this is really my niche. This is my brand. So yeah. Continuing with it. Yeah.
You can see it, yo. You can see the switch. You could definitely see the transition where it's like the, and I love how you put that. It's the love and it comes out. And I think that's anytime you find like a creative, you know, that they tap into that real truth within themselves and it is that love, it comes out. And it shows, because again, like the whole EP of the energy album, you know, I'm just like, you could vibe, you vibe to it the whole time, yo.
Thank you, man.
I love it, man. Well, what, any new works or inspirations that you have coming up?
Well, so we got this video that'll be out. I have a couple more lyric videos that will complete this project. The Strive lyric video and the Transmute lyric video, and then from there, I'll be dropping. I might drop some singles this summer, and then I'll have another project later on in the fall that I'll talk about at a later date. But so it doesn't stop, man. We got plans. I'm already in next year, like, so
there you go. And I see that as a next level difference between a spiritual thinker and the spiritual doer, is that you're setting your sails and you're setting the direction and you're going, and you can see those milestones ahead of time to keep yourself on course. So that's just like, yo, I'll keep it up. I'm excited to see the future for you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter.
So I guess the one thing that I'm really curious about in terms of your inspirations for the King Dao, how did the name come to be?
Yeah. I mean, I made my Instagram back in later high school and I just came up with the name, and I didn't think it. The idea was that it's a combination of my first name and last name. My last name is Dawadal, spelled with a D-A-W, but I just changed the O. I changed the A to a O and made it King Dao, and that was my Instagram for a long time. But then when it came around to like thinking about my artist name, I was like, okay, well, I want it to be a reflection of my name. So, and I looked at my Instagram handle. I'm like, oh yeah, I made King Dao. Let's go with that. And then it wasn't until I'd say last year I really thought about what that name meant. And so the idea is that king, right, means ruler. And then I took Dao, like in Taoism, in like the Indian sense, is the idea of duality. So king and Dao means king in harmony is the meaning behind my artist name.
Yeah, yo, I love that. You know, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm just gonna drop this. I'm waiting for the King Dao Kingdom album to come out with drop that W to the M, because it's that inner journey within, yo. Like, man, I'm so excited to, like, again, like, I love this show because you get to tap into the mind of just each creative spirit, and we all come from such a unique place. And that's what I found about yourself is, you know, I was introduced to you through the MLB because I saw you dancing to some of the songs that I was on and that we produced on the Hawaii LP. And I was just like, okay, I didn't even know you could move like that to this one. Thank you, man, your love for your art really shows through your work. And I think that's something that, you know, just keep harnessing that magic, man. I think it is the message that the world needs to see. Cause again, it's the sincerity and the genuineness to dance your own dance. I love it.
Definitely.
Hello.
How's it going, Rusty?
And my dog Snazzy says hello too. Well, I just wanted to jump in real quick, if I may. One distinction that I've made over the course of years is that there are artists, and then there are craftsmen, and then there are masters. And artists are, you know, they're artists, they're obvious, and things come natural for them. And then there's craftsmen that take their artistry to another level, and they hone and they practice their craft to a point where it becomes second nature to them, that they live their art and then become masters. And then these masters, they're not doing anything out of the ordinary, by the way. They're just being themselves. They're like, they just keep being themselves, and they become masters of themselves, and which is the art of life. And that's the road I've seen you on, is a great shining of example of how to go from an artist to a master. And you just keep practicing your craft. You're dedicated to your craft, and you're dedicated to being yourself in your craft and defining that craft, because the craft is you. You are the craft. And so that's where I get inspired, because I see you through all these times just doing your craft, man, just sticking to it, right? This is who I am. I'm sticking to it. And that's what I love and respect about you. So thank you, King.
Thank you so much, Rusty. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, guys. This is a beautiful, just, calming and exciting conversation. I've enjoyed this. I love what you guys are doing as well, from these different mediums. You're not letting whatever the outside sources stop you from, helping artists such as myself get the message out in a positive way. So thank you. Kudos to both of you guys.
Thank you very much. And before we go, let's see what shirt you're wearing. What do you got on?
We got the historically, we got to keep the yellow shine going.
Oh, for
people, we are historically. So shout out to you guys. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. And shout out to We Are Historically for keeping the positive message out there. I mean, these are just loving, friendly reminders that we're all connected. We all are creating and making history right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for joining Creatives Chat. We'll see you next Thursday at 3:33 when we'll get together and talk about who knows what.
That concludes this episode of Creatives Chat. Thank you for watching. Join us every Thursday at 3:33 p.m. Pacific Daily Time as creative minds get together and chat about who knows what. Thanks again to our sponsors for making this show possible.
In a world of all possibility, be content.